All right, so today I'm here with Mr. Danny Massaro, who's the founder of Munitio, and he's agreed to talk to us and answer a few of our questions. So first, it's a pleasure to meet you, Daniel.
It's a pleasure meeting you as well, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So first and foremost, would you be able to tell us a little bit more about the brand?
Absolutely. Well, the brand it started off as a work of passion for myself. I started off in music as a kid, as a young kid, started playing the drums, and just as I grew up, knowing music, doing lots of recordings, I got into audio production, audio engineering, and learning more about the intricacies of audio. And so for me, that is basically at the core of what the brand is. It's just about trueness in sound, trueness in audio, and also the emotional capture that you get from sound and from music itself.
So from based on what I'm hearing from you is that this has been a long time passion. It's something that you've always wanted to do from a young age.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that what I've wanted to do was necessarily headphones, but for me, being involved in music has always been a lifelong passion of mine and is always going to be. I just, as I said, I mean, my vision of myself when it comes to music goes beyond just headphones and manufacturing and marketing and anything that has to do with the actual marketability of what we can do today with music.
Right, thank you. So if you could just tell us a little bit about what inspired you to kind of start, maybe to say one instance that where you kind of thought, oh, you know, I would definitely want to do something and then, you know, create a brand which everybody will like and love.
Yeah, well, for me, one of the other passions that I had was motorcycle racing, also growing up. And, along with music, another one of my passions was riding. You know, racing motorcycles. Myself and my brother, we were actively involved in that, you know, more of a street racing community. And so we would get involved in manufacturing our own aftermarket racing components. And for me, I had a great love of mainly Ducati motorcycles. So I created a company manufacturing aftermarket racing components for Ducati motorcycles. And that is what gave me the experience that I have today in the manufacturing process. So for me, being able to marry the two, the manufacturing along with the audio expertise that I acquired over the years, I was able to create a company that I could truly be in love with. And again, you know, passion-based and, putting out into the marketplace a product that I didn't see out there. And one is a studio grade headphone that is going to be, you know, a lot more accessible.
Right. Thank you. The next question would be, what are your kind of your target demographics? So what kinds of crowds are you aiming to reach with your brand of headphones?
I think it's going to be more of a discerning customer, a person that is ready to kind of graduate from the headphones that are heavily marketed and pay very little attention to their manufacturing, and you know, the kind of companies that are paying much more attention to how they're going to convince the customer to buy their product because they're cool. I'm not really about, or the company is not really about that. It's more, the statement is more about the product itself. And so I think the difference between us and many of the products out there is that we are actually paying a lot of attention to our production and to our manufacturing, and also material selection is what differentiates us from what is currently out there.
All right, thank you, Daniel. And this is Jeremy, and you heard it first on Pocket Insider. Thank you.